You are listening to KDCR Sioux Center 88.5 FM. Let's pause for a prayer offered by Kevin Walterstorff, followed by our national anthem.
Heavenly Father, you've given us a great day today. We've seen the blue skies and the sunshine. And Lord, we just thank you for the green grass as that we see them. And your creation declares your glory. And Lord, we also see the color in the trees, and we see that the fields are now gold to harvest. And we know that they are declaring that there's going to be a change in season. This shows us your faithfulness to us. We thank you for being a great God. We thank you too for Port College and Concordia. We thank you for the vision and for the people that got these colleges going. And now that we are established, we thank you for the mission that they have between young men and women, sending them out into your world and your kingdom to serve you. We pray now, Lord, that you be with us as we turn our attention to volleyball. We're excited and ready to go. Pray, Lord, for each of these young women tonight as they have developed and used their abilities. And Lord, when it's all over, we pray that everything that happens in this year is in your glory. Amen.
KDCR Sioux Center 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. The Dort College Defenders and Concordia Bulldogs getting set for Great Plains Athletic Conference volleyball here this afternoon. The quick transition from football over to volleyball. Been a rough day for the Defenders. Blades were victorious to start the day 8-0. Would have liked to have had some of those goals for the soccer team. Women's soccer team loses 4-0 this afternoon. Men's soccer team trails 3-0 late in that contest. Dort College soccer teams having a tough time finding the net this afternoon. Dort College football lost earlier today to the Northwestern Red Raiders. Northwestern came out with a vengeance in the second half, outscored Dort College 50-0 before Dort College got 8 points late to make the final 64-16. That was a 14-8 ball game at halftime, and Dort College very easily could have been ahead at the half. Here's the matchup between these two teams for the Concordia Bulldogs. First of all, they are 11-16 this season, 3-6 in GPAC play. They've lost 4 matches in a row. They're 1-7 in their last 8 matches. That date back to back-to-back wins over the College of St. Mary and Morningside in mid-September. The only win for the Bulldogs in that run was a home victory over the Briarcliff Chargers. They're led by Paige Goetz. She tops the team with a 3.2 kill per game average. Tegan Skanes is putting down 2.7. Elena Cavanaugh's assist average is 10.1. For the Defenders, they're 14-5 overall, 7-2 in the GPAC, and visiting with Coach Hansen over the past 10 days. despite a disappointing loss to the Northwestern Red Raiders a couple of weeks ago. Dort College still controls their own destiny. Key matches, obviously, if you're in turn, if you're challenging for the conference title. Key match is next week at home against the Midland Warriors and on the road to wrap up the season at Hastings. Along the way, you've got to take care of business in matches that you feel like you should win, and that is the case here this afternoon as Dort College, if they want to keep pace in the conference title race, they've got to get a victory here this afternoon at home against a Concordia Bulldog team that the defenders beat earlier this season, 3-0, 25-18, 25-17, and 25-22. That was back on September the 24th. Emma Altna had 9 kills in that one. Keel had 7. That's Elizabeth Keel. Jamie Gasink lofted 23 assists in the win. Jill Scouten had 14 digs. Dort College is in control of the series. I believe it now stands 24-2. That's since 1998. Again, apologize for the short turnaround, but that's what it is on football and volleyball doubleheader Saturdays. We get set for volleyball. The Dort College defenders will be serving it up with Aubrey Drake doing the honors. Drake, a sophomore from Rock Island, Illinois. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, Iowa, 88.5 FM. And the Dort College defenders, we have a momentary break in the action. Today's broadcast made possible, momentary pause before the action, I should say. Today's action made possible by Proactive Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab. Services provided by Julie Ahrens and Steve Hoveman, serving the needs of children through senior citizens. 722-1902 is the number to call to be proactive. Saved by Alton off the attack by Concordia. Over the net, controlled by the Bulldogs. Bulldogs on the attack and hitting to the back line for the kill is Alex LaPlante. So Concordia gets on the board first, 1-0. 1-0 our score, just underway. Glad to have you along with me on a Saturday afternoon. The Dort College Defender women's volleyball team taking on a Concordia Bulldog team that has been struggling as of late. And it's passed up and over and out of bounds after Brooke Granstra gets a swing on it with a slide attack. And the Dort College Defenders tied up 1-1. 1-1 our score. Serving for the defenders will be Emma Altena. Altena lines it up, sends it over, and her serve is long and out of bounds. Point Concordia. So a service error by Altena, and the Dort College defenders trail 2-1. 2-1 our score. The Dort College defenders set for serve receive. This is Naomi Quigg. Quigg's serve catches the tape, rolls over. Gasink has to try and pick it out after Granstra had to lunge for it, and that will go as an ace serve for Quigg. So Quigg with the ace, and the Dort College defenders trail 3-1, and Quigg follows that with a service error, and the Dort College defenders get service back, and doing the honors will be Jamie Gasink. Gasink with service. Gasink, a low hard serve controlled by Concordia Bulldogs attacking. Set goes right side, dug by Gasink. Sends it up to Granstra. Granstra unable to put it away. Kavanaugh tries to knock it down. Dort College attacking. That's Lindbergh, blocked at the net partially. Now a swing at the net. It stays in play. Gasink keeps it alive. Passed it over to the net by Drake. Here comes Concordia loading up. Set goes outside through the block. Saved again by the defenders and Scout. And that was Getz with a swing. Here comes Concordia again. Quick attack out of the middle. Saved by Moss. Gets it over to Drake. Bumps it up towards the net. Pushed over the net by Lindbergh. Saved by Concordia. Bulldogs attacking. And to the sideline for the kill is Taylor Workman. Workman with the kill. And the Concordia lead is 4-2. 4-2 our score. The Concordia Bulldogs sending Taylor Workman to the service line where she has 38 ace serves, make it 39 this season. So Workman with an ace. She got a kill moments ago and then comes back with an ace. Concordia starting quickly, leading 5-2. Serve by to Drake. Drake unable to handle it. Back-to-back service aces by Workman. And the Concordia Bulldogs coming out with a vengeance here early on, making it 6-2. 6-2 our score. And Workman serve taken by Scouten, gets it over to Gasing, pushed over the net by Lindbergh. Right now, Dort College on their heels. Set goes outside, and that's a way to neutralize it. Moss puts the block up on Paige Getz. A point for the defenders. Moss and Granstra team up for that block. And the Dort College defenders trail 6-3. Served on the line, controlled by the Bulldogs. Set goes through the middle, and hitting it wide and out of bounds is Emmy Noyd. And the defenders on an attack error by Noyd. Trail 6-4. Jump serve by Granstra, and that goes as an ace. So just like that, the Dort College defenders back in it, trailing 6-5 after Concordia had the lead at 6-2 early. Granstra with a floater, controlled by Concordia, no. They keep it alive, though. Passed over the net, free ball. Keel, Gasing, Moss, right side, attack, kill. We're tied 6-6. Well, it took a little bit for the defenders to wake up, but now they are going, tying it up 6-6 on the kill by Moss. Haley Moss with her first kill, controlled by Concordia. Set goes to the middle. Pushed over by Keel, now pushed back by Morningside and getting, by Concordia. Getting credit for the kill is Noyd. Noyd with the kill, and the defenders trail 7-6. 7-6 our score, taken by Keel, gets it over to Gasing, shoots it out to Lindbergh. Lindbergh power tip down the sideline for the kill. Julia Lindbergh with her first kill this afternoon, and we are tied 7-7. 7-7 our score. Lindbergh, the sophomore from Margate, Florida, with a jump serve. Controlled by Concordia's Garcia, the libero. Saved by Altna. And charging to the sideline is Brooke Granstra. And Granstra runs through a chair to try and get that one. And that is one where maybe as a coach you reach up and you grab your All-American and say, not today, we live to play another point. Watched a girl from College of St. Mary try to make a save a week ago up against the bleachers and ended up missing the rest of that match with a very sore shin. Service error is into the net, and the defenders tied up at 8-8. Concordia scrambling. They push it over, saved by Scouten. Too close to the net, pushed back over. And Summer Jansen trying to cover it, and that pass just too close to the net. Concordia takes advantage of it, and they knock it down, making it 9-8. Concordia leads. 9-8, set number one, taken by Scouten, gets it to Gasing, shoots it out wide. Altena blocked at the net. Altena covers it herself, comes back to Gasing. Gasing to Keel, power tip, dug by Concordia. Bulldogs attacking, through the block for the kill, over the top of the block. The late arriving block is LaPlante. And Concordia takes a 10-8 lead. 10-8 our score. Controlled by Granstra. Comes back to Keel. Keel off high hands. A kill for Elizabeth Keel, the junior from the senior from Orange City. Love to have her around for another year. Not the case. She's a senior along with Brooke Granstra. And Aubrey Drake has service, and Aubrey, tough start to the match for Drake. Her service error is in the net. And regroup time now for the back row specialist for the defenders. Emma Brand, controlled by Dort College, comes over to Altena. Altena with the kill. Emma Altena with her first kill by my count. And the defenders are back to within a point at 11-10. Emma Altena now serving. That means Lindbergh is in the front row for the defenders. 11-10, Dort College trailing by a point. Altena jump serve taken by Concordia. Set outside, power tip, saved by Altena. Gets it to Gasing, comes back over to Granstra. Saved by Concordia. Swing out of the middle, Altena and Granstra diving for it. And a kill for Alex LaPlante. And LaPlante, early on, has been the player providing the bulk of the offense for the Concordia Bulldogs. While the Concordia soccer team, victorious over the Dort College defenders, that ends up being a 3-0 contest. Jump serve taken by Jansen. Gaysink has to run for it, and that'll go as an ace. Ace serve for Concordia. And Quigg, 13-10, and Coach Chad Hansen has seen enough. He wants to talk things over with his team down 13-10. The effort has been there. The execution has not. Let's see what Dort College adjusts to during the timeout. Back with more in a moment. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. The Concordia Bulldogs out quickly, 13-10, and Coach Chad Hansen has seen enough. He wants a time. He called the timeout to talk things over with his team down 13-10. It's been kind of an earmark of this team. Hasn't been kind of an earmark. It has been an earmark. This team has started slowly this season. Jamie Gaysink with a power tip. She dumps it over for the kill. And Jamie Gaysink with her first kill by my count. And the defenders trail 13-11. Dort College has not led in this one. Power tip down the sideline, dug by Gaysink, throws it over to Lindbergh, up high to Granstra to Lindbergh, and taking that one right off the kisser is Courtney Juergens. Juergens unable to dig it up, kill for Lindbergh, and the defenders lead at 13-12. That'll make you think twice before you line up to dig another one. And down the line, returning the favor is Paige Getz. Getz with the kill. Getz makes it 14-12. So Concordia fighting off the Dort College rallies. Jump serve taken by Drake. Gets it over to Gaysink. Comes back to Granstra off high hands. Dug by Concordia. Set goes to the middle. And a kill out of the middle for the Bulldogs. And Emmy Noyd. Noyd, a 6'2 freshman from Shelby, Nebraska. And Concordia steadily getting a little bit of breathing room. Pushing or extending the lead up. Workman taken by Dort College. Slide to Moss. Moss for the kill. Dort College trying to move Moss around a little more. Moss gets the kill. Sliding to the right. 1 foot takeoff. And the defenders trail at 15-13. Brooke Granstra with service. The floater controlled by the Bulldogs. Set goes outside. Saved by Dort College. Gaysink rallies for it. Passed over the net by Granstra on third contact. Controlled by the defenders. Back over to Gaysink. Here's the free chance. And Keel tools it off of the block for the kill. Elizabeth Keel with her second kill. And the Dort College lead is 15-14. Keel that time banging it off of the blocker. Short serve by Granstra. Saved by Concordia. Blocked at the net. The attack by Getz. Moss puts the block up. And the defenders tied again at 15. Our last tie was at 8-8. Dort College trailed 13-10 and 15-12. They've rallied to tie it at 15. Served down the line. Joust at the net. Controlled by Dort College. Pushed over the net by Moss to the back corner. Saved by Concordia. Bulldogs attacking. Cross court. Taken by Scouten. Gets it to Gaysink. Back row attack. And a kill out of the back row by Granstra. And the defenders have their first lead at 16-15. Let's see if Scott Matera calls a timeout. Jump serve by Granstra, controlled by Concordia. Bulldogs attacking off high hands, saved by Granstra. Lindbergh attacking from behind the spike line on that set that was back off of the net. And Lindbergh with an attack error. And the Dort College defenders see it get tied up 16-all. Short serve taken by Lindbergh. Gets it over to Gaysink. Comes back to Moss. Blocked at the net. And the block put up by Tegan Skanes. And Concordia retakes the lead on a block. Block for a point. Taken by Lindbergh. Gets it over to Granstra. Back over to Lindbergh. Lindbergh banks it off of the block. Controlled by Concordia. Bulldogs attacking. And a block put up by Lindbergh. Lindbergh recovers and gets a block up along with Keel. So back-to-back block points, one for Dort, one for Concordia. We're tied at 17-all. Lindbergh, jump serve, taken by Concordia. Bulldogs attacking. Right side, power tip. Dug by Granstra on the right side. Comes back over to Altena. Altena didn't get on top of that one. Point Concordia. And the Bulldogs lead 18 17 on the attack error by the sophomore from Sioux Center. Dort College has one timeout remaining. Concordia has both of theirs. Jump serve taken by Granstra. And we've got a double contact, a ball handling error called on Gasing. That pass was too close to the net, and Gasing had to dig it up. Jump serve taken by Scouten. Gasing has to bump set it up to Altena. Altena through the block, saved by Concordia. Cross court, attacked by Skanes. Dort College pushed over by Granstra. Here comes Concordia, taking advantage of the Dort College lack of communication. And the ball is down, point Concordia. Bulldogs lead 20-17. 20-17 our score, and Dort College is forced to use another timeout, trailing by three. Dort College led briefly at 16-15. Concordia's recovered. Dort College burns timeout number two. Back with more after this. Critical point coming here for the defenders. Serving will be Jenna Eller. Concordia leads 20-17. Jump serve taken by Granstra. Gets it to Gasing. Comes over to Keel, and Keel didn't get on top of it. Point Concordia. So Keel with an attack error. And serving for Concordia will be Eller. Taken by Scouten. Gets it over to Gasing. Comes back to Altena. Altena with a swing up into the rafters, and a kill for Altena. Emma Altena records her second kill. And the defenders trail 21-18. Summer Jansen serving. Summer serve, a floater, controlled by Concordia. Set goes right side, and a kill for the Bulldogs and Skanes. Well, Concordia now positioning themselves. You simply play side-out volleyball, you win the set. Taken by Scouten, gets it over to Gasing. Dort College has to put together a string to get back in it, trailing by four. Pushed over the net, saved by Dort College. Altena, Gasing, back to Altena. Swing, dug by Eller. Here comes Concordia, power tip, saved by Jansen. Comes over to Gasing, power tip of her own. Controlled by Concordia. Concordia off high hands and Skanes. Dort College, Keel, and Keel's going to be called for a ball handling error. 23-18. Jocelyn Wind will check in. Elizabeth Keel will check out. Serving for the Bulldogs will be Jocelyn Garcia. Taken by Jansen, gets it to Gasing. Outside it comes Altena, blocked at the net, saved by Granstra. Attacked by Gasing on the first contact. Now here's Wind. Wind with a kill. Jocelyn Wind with the kill. Jocelyn inserted for that one sequence. Serving for the defenders will be Aubrey Drake. So Dort College down 23-19 after two trips around the rotation. Serve, short, controlled by Concordia, saved by Scouten on the tip over. Set comes back over to Granstra, has to push it over with her left hand. Now blocked at the net, Concordia, Bulldogs attacking. Passed over the net, free ball, saved by Summer, gets it over to Gasing. Outside Altena, swing by Altena, dug by Concordia to the back corner. Saved by Drake, gets it over to Jansen, comes over to Altena. Altena with a swing, dug up and over, free ball, Dort College, and Granstra with a kill. ...23-20, Dort College down three, timeout, Scott Matera and Concordia. Back with more in a moment. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Dort College trails 23-20. Set number one, Dort College trying to rally. Dort College has led once. That was for a very brief time at 16-15. And now the Dort College defenders will have service. This is Aubrey Drake. Aubrey Drake continuing the service for the defenders. Drake with a jump floater controlled by Concordia. Set goes to the middle, blocked. Concordia will reload. Set goes outside and a double called on Kavanaugh for Concordia. Ball handling error on Kavanaugh. Kavanaugh, the setter. And the Dort College defenders with serve controlled again by Concordia. Bulldogs attacking and blocked at the net. Granstra puts the block up on Concordia's Tegan Skeynes. And the defenders are back to within a point at 23-22. 23-22 the score. Serving is Drake. Drake floater controlled by the Bulldogs. Bulldogs with the set to the outside and a kill for the Bulldogs. Outside attack by LaPlante. LaPlante with her fourth kill. And now the Bulldogs serving for the set at 24-22. Dort College trying to fight off set point. Emma Brand with serve. Taken by Jansen. Gets it over to Gasing. Slide to Granstra. Kill. Brooke Granstra with her third kill. And the Dort College defenders trail 24-23. Emma Altena with service. And the Bulldogs want a timeout. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Today's broadcast made possible in part by a grant from the Van Engelen-Hovind Insurance Agency of Orange City. They do one thing, insurance. Rod DeBoer is an agent. 712-737-6000. By Team Realty of Sioux Center, providing excellent real estate services to the area. Whether buying or selling, put the team to work for you. On the World Wide Web at TeamRealtySC.com. Phone number is 712-722-4472. Brian Grunewig is a broker. By Northside Body Shop, serving the community since 1955, offering body and fender work, paintless dent repair, glass installation, and frame repair. Certified PPG shop, serving the community since 1955, 722-2313. By American State Bank, proud to support Dort College and Defender Athletics, Bohr & Sons of Boyden, handling gravel and excavation needs. On the web at BoerAndSons.com. When the dust settles, you'll appreciate their quality service. CNH Body Repair in Orange City. Their reputation didn't happen by accident. By Farmers Mutual Insurance Association and Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company. Providing farm mutual insurance to Northwest Iowa farmers and homeowners since 1886. By Highway Chevrolet Buick in Rock Valley. Over 150 new and used vehicles in stock. The entire inventory on the web at 3W.HighwayChevrolet.com. Serving Emma Altena. Altena served to the back line. Could be an ace. Concordia scrambles. Dort College comes over to Granstra. Blocked at the net. Saved by Drake. Pushed over the net by Granstra. Here comes Concordia. Chance to win it. Power tip. Saved by Jansen. Kept it alive. Granstra pushes it over. Free ball. Here comes Concordia again. Set to the right side and hitting it long and out of bounds. Point Dort College on the attack error by Workman. Workman with an attack error, and we've got extra volleyball now, tied 24-all. Altena, serve, taken by Concordia. Set goes outside, blocked at the net. Concordia scrambles. They get it up to the net. Kavanaugh pushes it over. Taken by Drake. Granstra on the slide. Kill! Brooke Granstra sprinting to the pin for the kill. And the defenders now serving for the set at 25-24. Altena doing the honors. Altena, jump serve, taken by Garcia. Concordia attacking. Off high hands, back at Concordia. Kavanaugh, quick set, Workman, blocked at the net. They'll go Workman again. Saved by the defenders. Bumps it up. Lindbergh, roll shot. Concordia will reload. Set goes to the middle, Workman. Saved by Altena. Here's your chance. Granstra, quick attack, kill! Brooke Granstra with the quick attack in the middle for the kill, and the Dort College defenders come back and swipe set number one, 26-24, after trailing 23-18. Back with more after this. You're listening to Dort College Volleyball on KDCR 88.5 FM. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. The Dort College defenders rally late to defeat Concordia in set 1, 26-24. Dort College hitting for a 275 efficiency, Concordia 095, 10, 6, and 42. 10 kills, 6 errors, 42 attacks. Dort 15-4 and 40. Concordia had positioned themselves well to win that set. They were up 23-18. They were serving for the set at 24-22. Dort College closes it with a 4-0 run to win it. Dort College led in set number one by Brooke Granster with five kills. And we're underway with set number two. Outside it goes, Altena. Altena hits the antenna. And a kill, an attack error by Emma Altena. And the Dort College defenders trail set 1-1. Jansen, Gasing, back over to Granstra. Granstra kill. So an Altena attack error followed by a Granstra kill. 1-1 our score. Altena serving. Altena serve controlled by the Bulldogs. Set outside. Unable to put it away. Concordia's LaPlante. Outside it goes Lindbergh. Lindbergh with a kill. Dort College leads 2-1. 2-1 our score. Lindbergh with a kill. Julia Lindbergh unofficially with her third. I'll double check that against the scoreboard. And her serve is long by Altena. So a service error by Altena. So six kills for Granstra. Three for Lindbergh. Here comes Dort College. Quick attack middle. Granstra unable to put it away. Now a joust at the net. Now pushed back over. Concordia recovers. Pushed to the corner. Saved by Drake. Gets it over to Gasing. Dead on. Back over to Lindbergh. Lindbergh hits it wide and out of bounds. Lindbergh tried to go cross court from the outside hitting position and hit it wide and out of bounds. Concordia's service, Emma Brand. Brand, a looping serve taken by Scouten, gets it over to Gasing. Back over to Granstra. Dug up and over. Gasing tries to push it back. Here comes Concordia. LaPlante. LaPlante kill. Alex LaPlante with the kill. Dort College trails 4-2 in set number two. Dort College, one set, 1-26-24. Served down the line, taken by Jansen. Gets it over to Gasing. Shoots it back over to Lindbergh. Lindbergh kill. Gasing simply lofted that one up to the pin, and Lindbergh went after it and put it away. 4-3. Sounds so easy. Far from it. Served by Gasing. Saved by Concordia. Bulldogs attack. Pushed outside. Controlled by the defenders. Gasing gets it back over to Granstra, unable to put it down. Set outside LaPlante, through the block, kill. The block was late in arriving, and LaPlante puts it away for her fourth kill. And the defender lead is defender deficit is 5-3. Concordia has the lead. Bulldogs, Naomi Quigg with service. Quigg serve is on the back line for an ace. This Concordia team relies heavily on their serving. They average nearly 2 points per set on ace serves, and Quigg that time registers another one. That one's taken by Granstra, gets it to Gasing, pushed over by Moss, but a ball-handling error on Gasing. Concordia with their biggest lead of the afternoon at 7-3. Our score. Seven to three. And the serve is controlled by Dort College. Comes back over to Granstra off high hands. Saved by Concordia. Bulldogs attack. Set goes outside. And another attack for Paige Goetz. Goetz with a kill. So Goetz records the kill. Her second unofficially. Make that her third officially. Short serve taken by Granster. Gets it to Gasing. Back over to Moss. Moss with a power tip and a kill. Moss with a one-foot approach or one-foot takeoff. Three kills for Moss. 8-4 our score. Granstra, short serve, controlled by the Bulldogs. Set outside and a block put up by Keel and Moss on the attack by Goetz. Point Dort College. Granstra has serve, low hard serve, controlled by Concordia. block attack, a block by the defenders, controlled by Dort College. Gaysink back over to Lindberg, unable to put it down. Set outside, off by Hands. Saved by Dort College, pushed over the net by Granstra. Here they come, right side Workman, off the block for the kill. Workman for the kill, it's 9-5. 9-5 our score. Taylor Workman serving. Workman serve, taken by Scouten, gets it over to Gaysink, comes outside, Lindberg down the line, saved by Dort College. They get it back right side, Moss. Moss tools it off the block for the kill. Moss gets the kill, it's 6-9. Haley Moss with her fourth kill. Lindberg serving, controlled by Concordia. No, joust out the net, one out by the Bulldogs. Back over to Keel. Keel with the kill. Concordia won the joust initially. Dort College recovered, though, and puts it away after Concordia couldn't formulate a clean attack. Nearly an ace. Kavanaugh sends it back to the middle of the floor. And Emmy Noy tries to tap it over, and Moss is there for a block. Dort College back to within a point at 9-8. 9-8, Dort College down one. Lindberg, jump serve, and an ace for Lindberg. Our third tie of set number two. First one since it was 2-2. Concordia had an 8-3 lead at one point, and we're up 9-4 as well. Nearly an ace again. Here comes Concordia. And no options for Paige Getz. She slams it into the block, put up by Keel and Moss. And the Dort College defenders lead 10-9. Timeout, Concordia. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Back with more after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Dort College. Dort College leading. And serving for the defenders will be Lindberg. Lindberg serve close to the net. The return close to the net. Joust won by Concordia. Here comes Altna. Altna with a swing and the kill. Emma Altna with the kill. And the defenders lead 11-9. 11-9 the score. Short serve taken by Concordia. Set goes outside and a kill for the Bulldogs. And Getz. So Getz with the kill. And the Concordia Bulldogs with service. Altano over the top of the block. Here comes Concordia. Concordia attacking. Down the line, saved by Gaysink, kept alive by Grants, over the bump, over to Altano. Altano over the swing, dug by Garcia. Set goes outside, power tip, saved by Gaysink, kept it alive. Gets it back over to Granstra. Granstra to Moss. Moss kill. Moss with a kill. To 10, our score. Served down the line, saved by Concordia off the tape. Down the line on the return, Dort College scrambling. Scouten gets to it. Passed over the net by Granstra, by Gaysink. Here comes Concordia, and I don't think that ball ever made it over the net. But Ron Romine says it did. So a kill for the Bulldogs. They make it 12-11. Bulldogs with service, Jenna Eller. Eller's serve is long and out of bounds. Point defenders. So a service error by Eller. Dort College by a deuce. Serve controlled by Garcia. Right side. Saved by Jansen on the tap over. Controlled by Gaysink. Set close to the net, though, and Altna gets blocked. Altena's attempt is blocked. Serve by Garcia, taken by Jansen, comes outside. Altena taps it over, saved by Garcia. Dumped over the net, saved by Granstra, got a hand on it. Now passed over the net by Granstra after Drake got a hand on it. Comes back over to Workman with a kill. Tied up 13-13. 13-13 our score. Dort College has two timeouts remaining. Granstra gets it up to Gasink. Gasink sends it over. Gasink didn't have anything to work with other than knocking it back over, and she finds some hardwood for the kill. 14-13, Dort College by a point. Altena serve, controlled by Garcia. Set goes outside, through the block, and the kill. Alex LaPlante. 14-14. Emma Brand serving. Brand with serve down the line, taken by Jansen. Gets it to Gasing. Back over to Granstra. Granstra kill. Granstra with a kill. And the serve controlled by Concordia. Bulldogs attacking. Set goes outside. Saved by Gasing. Gets it back over to Lindbergh. Lindbergh taps it down the line. Saved by Concordia. Concordia unable to put it away. Gasing back over to Granstra. Granstra Moss. Moss blocked at the net partially. Here comes Concordia off high hands. Saved by Scouten. Gets it back to Gasing. Gasing Granstra. Granstra kill. Brooke Granstra with a kill. 16-14, Dort College up two. Gasing serve controlled by the Bulldogs. Set goes to the middle, saved by Gasing. No, point Bulldogs, kill for Workman. Workman with the kill. 16-15. Our score. Naomi Quigg with service. Quigg serve taken by Granstra. Gets it to Gasink outside. Lindbergh. Lindbergh kill. Lindbergh with a kill. Lindbergh now with five. Serve is controlled by the Bulldogs. Bulldogs attacking. Workman unable to put it down. Dort College Gasing back over to Moss. Moss taps it. Kill. Moss with the kill. And Brooke Granstra will serve. Jump serve controlled by Concordia. Concordia attacking. Set right side over the top of the block. Saved by Granstra. Now too close to the net. Paige Goetz puts it away. Goetz with a kill. 18-16, Dort College up two. Taylor Workman with service. Taylor Workman with service. Nearly an ace. Dort College scrambles. Granstra from behind the spike line. Here comes Dort College. I beg your pardon. Here comes Concordia. And a block put up. Emmy Noyd gets blocked. And the defenders lead 19-16. See how long Scott Matera allows this one to ride before he goes for a timeout. Service error by the defenders. And it's back to 19-17. Jump serve controlled by Scouten. Gets it to Gasink. Right side Moss. Moss with a kill. Moss with a kill. It's 20-17. Concordia still has a timeout remaining. Controlled by Garcia. Outside attack and a kill for the Bulldogs. Tegan Skanes with a kill. It's 20-18. 20-18 our score. Serving is Jenna Eller. Eller with service. Controlled by Jansen. Gets it to Gason. Comes back over to Keel. Keel with the kill. Keel with the kill. She's got four. And the Dort College defenders to within, up by three. Serving will be Aubrey Drake. Drake serve controlled by Concordia. Set right side off the block. Saved by Gasink. Pushed up by Granstra. Back over to Altena. Unable to put it down. Now Altena on the joust. And we had a back row attack on Elena Cavanaugh. And the Dort College defenders back to within, back up by four, 22-18. Concordia will call the timeout. Timeout on the floor. Back with more after this. 22-18, Dort College by four. Set number two, Dort College trying to take a 2-0 lead in this best-of-five match. Jump serve taken by the Bulldogs. They'll attack right side over the top of the block. Saved by Jansen. Gets it over to Gasink. Comes back over to Altena. Altena over the kill. Emma Altena over the kill. She's got three. And the defender lead is 5, 23-18, and Dort College squarely in the driver's seat. Aubrey Drake with a jump serve, taken by Garcia. And an ace serve for Drake. For Aubrey Drake, that is her 15th ace serve this season. And the defenders lead 24-18 and serving for a 2-0 lead in the match. Dort College on a 4-0 run right now. Drake, floater, taken by Concordia. They scramble, set outside. Unable to put it away was LaPlante. Blocked, point, defenders. Dort College wins set 2, 25-18. Let's take a break and we'll be back with set number 3 in a moment. Dort College volleyball team trying to send the Dort College fans home with a good taste in their mouth after kind of a tough stretch in the middle of the day. Blades started the day with a 8-0 win over Northern Illinois. No trouble there. Dort College football started the day well against Northwestern. Trailed 14-8 at halftime. Could have easily been ahead in that contest, but weren't at halftime. And then Northwestern flexed their muscle in the second half and got up 64-8 at one point before Dort College scored late to make the final 64-16. Dort College soccer, tough day finding the net. Unable to do so today. 4-0 and 3-0, the women's and men's scores respectively against Concordia. Junior varsity volleyball victorious over Concordia, 2-0. And the Dort College varsity team in front of Concordia through two sets. 2-0, 26-24, and 25-18. Dort College hit for a 4-12 kill efficiency in set 2. Concordia was at a 258 clip. For the match, Dort College hitting 338, Concordia 164. Dort College led by Haley Moss with 7 kills. Julia Lindbergh has 5. Brooke Granstra has 8. Elizabeth Keel has 5. Jamie Gasing, 26 assists for the defenders thus far. Block points, Dort College has 7 points on blocks. Elizabeth Keel, 5 assists, 4 for Haley Moss. For the Bulldogs, they're led by Alex LaPlante with 5 kills. Taylor Workman also has 5. 4 for Paige Getz, 3 for Emmy Noyd thus far. Assists, Elena Cavanaugh with 15. Concordia has 4 points on service aces. Dort College has 4 as well. I beg your pardon. Dort College has 2 service aces and 4 errors. Concordia, 4 and 3. 4 aces, 3 errors. Let's take one more quick break, and we'll be back with set number 3 right after this. This is Dort College Volleyball on KDCR. Aubrey Drake serving. Dort College underway. Gasink pushes to the corner. Workman there, and Workman on the attack, unable to put it down, hits it into the net. Point, Dort College. 1-0 our score. 1-0 on the attack, error by Workman. Drake serve controlled by Concordia. Bulldogs attacking. Over the top of the block, saved by Drake. Gets it over to Gasing. Quick attack, Granstra kill. So Granstra adds to her total with a kill. Granstra with 8 kills. It's 2-0. Drake serve, ticks the net, rolls over. Here comes Concordia off the block, off the tape. York College attacking after the dig by Scout, and Altina cuts it for the kill. Emma Altina with the kill, her fourth, and the Dort College defenders lead 3-0. 3-0 our score. Serving is Aubrey Drake. Drake with service, controlled by Concordia. Bulldogs attacking, set goes to the middle, off high hand, saved by Drake, gets it over to Gacing, comes back over to Altina, unable to put it down. Here comes Concordia, saved by the defenders after the tip by Kavanaugh, controlled by the Bulldogs now after Dort College tapped it back. Hitting it long and out of bounds is Alex LaPlante. LaPlante with the attack error. And let's see how long Scott Matera goes before using a timeout. For the time being, he's going to let it ride. Granstra, Altina, Gaysink in the front row. Drake with serve, and Drake's serve catches the net and falls back. Drake with a service error. And the defenders trail it 4-1. Lead it, I should say, 4-1. Dort College leading 2-0. Dort College won set one in come from behind fashion, 26-24. And won set two, 25-18. This is the first set that they have controlled from the start. Emma Altina with a kill from the left side. Emma Altina with her fifth kill. And the defenders lead 5-1. 5-1 our score. Altina serving. And Jamie Gaysink gets the kill on the dump. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM.
Square.
Defenders taking early control of this one. And I said that was a, well, that was an ace by Altina. Dort College leading 6-1. I had got my words crossed there. Altina with a kill and then an ace. And now she's serving again. Taken by Garcia. Here comes Concordia. Off high hand, saved by Gaysink. Picked it out before it could go in the official's stand. Granstra hits it into the net, and trying to cover it was Drake. And Drake went after one that was a dead ball, so an attack error by Granstra. It's 6-2, Dort College by 4. Outside it goes Lindbergh. Lindbergh roll shot, saved by Concordia, set to the middle. Unable to put it away as Workman. Set goes outside, and we've got a double contact called on Kavanaugh. Ball handling error on the Bulldogs. And Kavanaugh, well, hard to believe we're starting to zero in on the end of the season. I believe there's only 3 weekends of regular season play remaining after this one. Courtney Juergens unable to get to the second contact, and the defenders lead 8-2 on the service ace by Gaysink. Cross-court serve controlled by Concordia. Unable to put it away was Getz. Here comes Dort College and Lindbergh. Lindbergh with a kill, and Dort College clicking right now. And that is not good for the Bulldogs here, down 2-0. Dort College right now leading 2-0. 9-2 our score. Gaysink serve controlled. Set goes outside, and a kill for the Bulldogs and Getz. Getz with her fourth kill. 9-3, Dort College. Dort College in the driver's seat. Workman has service. Concordia dangerous enough serving that they can reel off points in a row from the service area. Unable to put it away, Concordia. Granstra will throw it back over to Lindbergh. Lindbergh with a tip down the line and the kill. Julia Lindbergh with her seventh kill. Dort College leading 10-3. And serving is Granstra. Granstra's serve, controlled by Concordia. Set goes to the middle. Off high hands, unable to put it away, was Noyd. Now tipped over by Keel. Keel kill. Elizabeth Keel with a kill. Dort College leading by 8. Jump serve down the line controlled by Concordia. Bulldogs attacking. Set goes outside. Unable to put it away. Concordia reloads. Tip to the sideline. Covered by Granstra. Comes back over to Lindbergh. Dug up and over. Free ball Dort College. Granstra too close to the net. Joust and a kill for the Bulldogs. And Emmy Noyd. Noyd with the kill. It's 11-4. Granstra gets it over to Gaysink. Gaysink with a one-handed set, kept it in play. Concordia attacking and hitting it wide and out of bounds. It's Tegan Skanes, point defenders. Skanes with the attack error. Defender lead is 11-5. Concordia able to scramble to that pass. Keel pushes it over. And it's 13-4. 13-4 our score. And serving for the defenders will be Lindbergh. Julia Lindbergh with service. Defenders up in control. 13-4, trying to finish this one off. Lindbergh serve, passed up and over by Garcia. Free chance for the defenders. And Moss hits it into the block. Point Concordia. Dort College in front by 8. Today's broadcast made possible in part by a grant from the following businesses. They include Kevin Gaysink, CFA and Water Valley Investment Advisors, custom-tailored investment services for the successful investor, 712-395-0764. Serve by Eller is long, and the defenders get the point back on a service error. Jansen has service. That's Summer Jansen. Here comes Concordia. Set right side. Skanes down the line. Dort College able to cover it. Slide to the right, intended for Keel. Keel unable to put it away. And an attack error on Keel. Point Concordia. Today's broadcast also made possible by People's Bank. Offices in Sioux Center, Rock Valley, Akron, Lester, Hayward, and Sheldon. For Values Matter member FDIC. Attack by Keel. Concordia digs it, and Kavanaugh's called for a ball handling error. Point defenders. So Kavanaugh unable to get a clean set. Defenders lead 15-6. Serving is Drake. Drake got Dort College off to a 4-0 start with her serving. This time unable to string anything together. Point Concordia as the Bulldogs able to send it over, and Dort College unable to keep it in play. Our score. Emma Brand serve controlled by Jansen. Gets it over to Altena. Unable to keep it in play. Blocked at the net. Concordia attacking. Set goes outside again. And hitting it long and out of bounds is Concordia's Alex LaPlante. Point defenders. Dort College leads 16-7 on the attack error by LaPlante. Emma Altena serving. Altena, top spin serve, and overpass. Joust one out by Concordia. That time Gaysink sends it over. It catches the tape, rolls over. Now blocked at the net. Looked like it might have hit the antenna. No call made. Lindbergh off of the hands and a kill. Julia Lindbergh. Oh, nice to see Julia bounce back after kind of a tough match the other night at Morningside. She has come back and been very effective here this afternoon. She's got 8 kills by my count. Now she gets a block. And Julia Lindbergh with a block. And the defenders lead it 18-7. Defenders squarely in control. And Scott Matera letting it ride for the time being. Emma Altena serving. Altena serve. Catches the tape, falls back on the Dort College side. So a service error by Altena. It's a 10-point game at 18-8. Serving for the Bulldogs will be Quigg. Quigg serve taken by the Bulldog by Drake. Drake's pass to Gasing. Gasing set close to the net, and Granstra didn't have anything to work with. No angle. And she hit it into the block. It's 18-9, Dort College in front. Now here's Granstra on the slide. Didn't put that one away, but then Lindbergh on the pass too close to the net off of the dig. Puts it away for another kill. Lindbergh approaching a double approaching double figures in kills. Moss is in. Jansen is out. Gasink is serving for Dort College. 19-9. Concordia attacking. Set outside. Dug by Drake. Lindbergh keeps it in play. Sends it up towards the net. Granstra attacks. Unable to put it down. And then Concordia formulates an attack. And Taylor Workman with her fourth kill. Workman with her fourth kill. Beg your pardon, her sixth officially. I always stress that the marks I make are unofficial. Lindbergh taps it over, and another kill for Julia. Julia with 10. Dort College leads 20-10. Keel is in. Drake is out. Serving is Granstra. Granstra, the jump floater. LaPlante keeps it in play. Set to Getz. Getz for the kill. 20-11, Dort College leading by 9. Elena Cavanaugh with service. Cavanaugh's serve short, taken by Granstra. Comes back over to Moss, and a ball handling error called on Gasink. Ball handling error called on Gasink. Robin Underwood checks into the match. Gasink will check out. 20-12. Controlled by Granstra. Gets it to Underwood. Sets it outside. Lindbergh. Lindbergh banks it off of the block for the kill. And Dort College, a great matchup over there. Lindbergh taking advantage. Checking into the contest will be Camp for the defenders. Checking out is Elizabeth Keel. So Camp into the contest, Dort College leading 21-12, Lindbergh with service. Controlled by the Bulldogs, set goes outside, dug by Granstra. Camp off high hands, Concordia scrambles, and Garcia hits it into the net on the down ball from behind the spike line. So Garcia with an attack error. Serving is Lindbergh. Lindbergh serve controlled by the Bulldogs. Bulldogs attacking. Set goes outside, and Moss and Camp put a block up. Block for the defenders. Dort College leads 23-12. Palomo will check in. Granstra checks out. Serving for the defenders is Lindbergh. Lindbergh, an ace serve. Julia Lindbergh with the ace. She's now got two. Kromendyke is in. So an ace by Lindbergh, and Lindbergh the player of the match for Dort College in my estimation. And that one is an ace serve. Back-to-back aces by Lindbergh, and the Dort College defenders win it 25-12. Dort College improves to 8-2, 15-5. Concordia is now 3-7. And 11-15, 26-24, 25-18, 25-12. Let's take a break, and we'll be back with more from the DeWitt Gym right after this. This is Dort College Volleyball on KDCR. Dort College wins in 3, 26-24, 25-18, 25-12. Here are the numbers. Well, of note, Dort College came from down 23-18 in set number one to win set that number one, 26-24, and then rolled to the wins 25-18 and 25-12. Dort College for the match, a 307 kill efficiency, 42 kills, 11 errors, 101 total attacks. Concordia 25-16 and 103. Jamie Gasink had 32 assists to lead the Dort College offense. The defenders had 5 ace serves, Concordia 4. 4 points on blocks for the Bulldogs, 9 for the defenders. 32 assists for Gasink, as I said, to go with 2 kills and 11 digs. Leading the way for the defenders at the net, Julia Lindberg ends up with 11 kills and a 429 kill efficiency. She also was in on 2 blocks. Emma Alton has 6 kills, 1 service ace. Lindberg also had 3 service aces. Brooke Granster, 9 kills, 10 digs, 3 assists. Elizabeth Keel, 6 kills and 6 block assists. Haley Moss, 7 kills, 6 block assists. Jill Scouten had 8 digs. 7 digs for Summer Jansen. For the Bulldogs, 5 kills for LaPlante, 6 for Taylor Workman, 6 for Paige Getz, 4 each for Tegan Skanes and Emmy Noyd. 17 assists for Kavanaugh, 20 digs for Jocelyn Garcia, 7 digs for Jenna Eller. Dort College improves to 8-2, 15-5. Concordia slips to 3-7 and 11-15. Let's take a break and we'll be back taking a look at other scores from around the conference right after this. Dort College victorious this afternoon, 3-0 over the Concordia Bulldogs, 26-24, 25-18, and 25-12. Summer Jansen has made her way out of the locker room and she asks, what am I going to ask her? I'm going to ask Summer, why such a slow start this afternoon? Took a while to get going. Your team got down 23-18, and then finally it seemed like the ladies decided to play. Why the slow start today?
Yeah, I'm not really sure.
Well, that's as good an answer as any. What did you start doing well? Can you put your finger on anything, what you started doing well? Down 23-18, what you were able to finally get going?
I think we just realized that we had to pick our game up and communicate a little bit and play a little more efficiently throughout that game. And we came back and we fought and we ended up winning 26-24. So
you then roll in sets 2 and 3. Tell me about your role this year. It seems like you've really emphasized what you're doing in terms of serving, not getting a ton of aces, but serving aggressively. Has that been a conscious effort this year by you to serve aggressively?
Yeah, I guess. I mean, it's always good to serve aggressively, I guess. I've been working a lot on my flat serves, so hitting that one flat across the court is often a difficult one to pass. So if I can hit it, the outcome is usually pretty good.
Do you find yourself when you serve that you're going to try to serve passes or serve serves that you don't necessarily like when you're in the back row? Do you get a sense for what you don't like and then you try to do that in terms of what you're doing attacking out of the service area?
Yeah, definitely. The worst pass, serve to pass, is the one coming across the body from the one spot, one-to-one. So for me, serving out of the one zone to the one zone, I know that that's a tough ball to pass.
Okay, now you're getting technical.
Okay,
across
sorry.
The body, what do you mean by across the body? Is that the one where you have to try to turn your shoulders to get it?
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Okay. How do you feel like your team attacked offensively? I mean, it all starts with the first pass. What do you think in terms of how you passed today as a team?
We started passing a little slow, but I think we picked it up towards the end of each set and continuing into the second and third set. And, yeah, I mean, obviously if we're passing good, we're hitting good. So
hard to believe you're already getting towards the end of your third season, a junior. Remind me again what you're studying and what your aspirations are once Dort College, your education is finished. What are you studying?
I'm studying nursing, and I want to be a nurse when I'm done with Dort.
So. Last year, if I remember correctly, with the nursing majors, year 2 and 3 are the big years. You're in the midst of that right now.
Yep, I'm actually almost done. I have 3 weeks left in my class, and then I get to do my preceptor, and I'll graduate in December if I pass.
Well, so. Good. Well, what are the plans then? Are you going to? What about next year? What are your plans then?
As of now, I plan to stay at Dort and play softball in the spring and then volleyball again in the fall.
Okay, and what you're graduating, there's another level of nursing that comes up right then if you stick it out for another year?
Yeah, so I'll sit my boards for my RN in December, and then if I stick out for another year and a half, I'll graduate and be pinned with my BSN.
And that's the ultimate goal for most nurses, correct?
Yep.
To be BSN?
Yeah. I mean, you can go further and get your master's and doctorate and stuff, but...
Okay.
Yeah.
Very good. Thanks for stopping by, Summer.
Thank you.
That's Summer Jansen talking about today's match and also about what her studies entail once she is done with, well, as she said, big 3 weeks coming up for her in terms of nursing major. As Chad Hansen settles in beside me, Briarcliff and Doan, no report yet on that volleyball score. The other matches played this afternoon, Hastings defeats Northwestern 3-0. Dakota Wesleyan went outside the conference to face Valley City State. That ends up 3-0 Dakota Wesleyan. And no report yet on Briarcliff and Doan. Football today, Doan over Hastings 27-19. Morningside over Midland 34-17. Dakota Wesleyan defeats Concordia 52-30. We already told you about the Dort scores for both soccer and football earlier today. Coach Chad Hansen has taken a seat beside me, and Coach, took your team a little bit to get going, got down 23-18, and once you got down 23-18, really responded pretty well.
Was it really 23-18, Mike?
Yes, it really was 23-18.
Wow. I didn't remember that. I thought it was 23-20 or 21, so it's something I'll just say briefly. In the locker room at the end of the match, I told our group, that's the one concern I have, is how we started this match. And that happened at Morningside just this last week. I said, we have to address this. We have to grow in this one area. But I said, awesome finish and way to take care of things. We grew stronger through this match. And that first set was a real biggie. If we gave Concordia any hope or any belief that they could play with us, there's a chance with how they were playing that we were going to go five, and that's not how we wanted this match to go at all.
It didn't seem like it was a question of effort. I thought the effort was there.
Right.
You were racing to balls. It wasn't that you were lethargic, just a matter of execution.
Yeah.
Can you put your finger on it?
Yeah, my finger points to the specific area of firm communication, being decisive with our dialogue on the court. And there are times where we can become spectators. And I've said this in seasons past, and it's no different. I think, we can hope that they are going to make mistakes and just watch, and then they don't. And then you get down a couple points. And in the transition of the game, if a hitter's screaming on our side, screaming for the set, or maybe just talking loudly, I don't want to say screaming, but if they are firmly calling to the setter, set me this four or right side attack, etc., then our offense knows what options are available on our side. But if we're quiet or we just sort of call it because we think our setter knows where it needs to go, it doesn't do anything to breathe confidence on our side, nor does it do anything to put pressure on the defensive side. So communication to me was a big piece, and I think that grew stronger to finish that first set out, and it needed to.
Julia Lindberg, I thought she had a little bit of a down match against Morningside. She bounced back nicely this afternoon and really closed with a flourish. Had some kills in set three, two service aces to close it down. I thought she bounced back nicely today.
Julia played with great confidence and composure today. It was fantastic to see that. And it was just a great, great all-around game. She was up active at the net as a blocker. She was active, offensively playing out of system balls, cross-court digging. A great all-around effort and awareness and focus for Julia.
We commented on it Wednesday night. I'll say it again. I'm really glad you've got Jamie Gasing for potentially another two-plus years, because ho-hum, 32 assists, 2 kills, 11 digs. Gets up, makes some pretty good decisions, very solid. The other numbers might jump out at you, but she does a pretty good job of running your offense, Coach.
Jamie does, and she's a joy. She and Robin, I've mentioned Robin before, she and Robin have a great relationship. Some of our timeouts, we have a positional timeout where the groups of players in their position will get together. And so Jamie and Robin will get together. It's just neat because they'll smile. They'll give each other game strategies. And Robin has a neat coach's eye from the end of the bench there, sharing with Jamie, these are some things that you could do. Here's a spot that's open. Here's a hitter who's hot for us, et cetera. So Jamie relies on that, and she also has phenomenal instincts and leadership to just stabilize us through all different situations.
Briarcliff on Tuesday evening, then a big one with Midland, obviously, and I said it in the brief pregame this afternoon. As we've talked about, you have everything in front of yourself as a team in terms of the conference race, but you and you obviously point to the Midland and Hastings matches as being huge matches, which they are. But those don't matter if you don't take care of today,
right?
And then Tuesday with Briarcliff.
Yeah, it's very true, very true. And the conversation we have as a program, what are we playing for today? What is the goal right in front of us going into this Concordia match? And they answer with great answers from a lot of different areas. We're playing for the glory of God. We're playing for each other. We're playing for the athleticism and talent that God's given to us. We're playing for family and friends who've come to watch. We're playing for a conference championship. And there's a lot of great answers that float around in response to that question. What are we playing for today? What's our purpose? And we need to keep that in front of ourselves so that there is a hunger and an eagerness, not looking past an opponent, but keeping the opportunities very much alive and real and tangible in front of us.
Coach, I'll let you go. Enjoy your weekend and back to work on Monday.
Thanks so much, Mike.
That's Coach Chad Hansen. That's going to do it for our broadcast this afternoon of Dort College Athletics. That's a wrap for the broadcast, at least. Recapping, Dort Blades victorious this morning, 8-0 over Northern Illinois. Football team loses to Northwestern, 64-16. Women's soccer loses to Concordia, 4-0. Men's soccer loses 3-0. Women's volleyball victorious over Concordia, 3-0, 26-24, 25-18, and 25-12. That's going to do it for our broadcast. For KDCR Sports, I'm Mike Biker. Good evening.